Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Did Sriebel have any alone time on vacation?
And James Strebel.
The important thing is not if it happened on vacation, but if it happened later on. You know, like when you get home. And you're comfortable in your surroundings. You know what I mean?
So, in other words, you didn't.
Not on vacation.
Grossman is so happy. Look at him.
Yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, a big thank you to Jason and his team at Witch Witch, hooking it up for lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. You know, it's a Wednesday. It's a Witch Witch Wednesday. Download the app. Carry out, curbside delivery. They got you covered. The two locations, Hurstbourne, the other Brownsboro Crossing. They got the new menu. You can order online. The Witch Witch app. Witch Witch Superior Sandwiches. Which one did you go with there, Jack? You were second in line to who? Was Rummage first? Who was first today? Patty Ice?
I think Patty Ice was first. Patty Ice, I think it was actually third. Patty Ice and Nick were ahead of me.
Patty Ice walked in today to work and said, "Bro, I think I burned 2,000 calories last night."
Oh, what was he doing?
Yeah, we played volleyball.
Oh!
He's of the age where, like, he and his girlfriend play volleyball on a Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I, it's just, you know, Cerebral and I, way past that. I mean,
yeah,
it's just,
that's not happening.
It feels like a different, I've never done that, but things like that
Sure. Make
a lot of sense. By the way, the team has their final game tonight on the softball team.
That's right, 10 p.m., right?
Yeah, and that ends that conversation right there.
Yes, over
at,
we go.
403s.
Yep, that, right
that
past
ends
it.
That conversation. what are we talking about?
Patty Ice playing volleyball. Yeah,
Patty Ice was first in there to get some food today.
He had to refuel.
He did. He had to refuel. Refuel for tonight.
Yeah,
2,000 calories. He thought he burned.
He's a sportsman.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. Also tonight, Lou City in action, 7:45 pregame coverage right here on ESPN Louisville. 8 o'clock kickoff there in Kansas City. Lou City at Sporting KC2. So we'll have that coming up tonight. Your home for Lou City all season long. Okay, the question has been thrown out there, and I have a predicament that I want to get into with you guys. Okay. Texas says, how many calories did Hannah's dad burn last night?
Is he playing too?
Texas says, you guys need to book Marshawn Lynch. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's get on that.
Thank you.
I'm sure he'd be open to it. Yeah. He's not busy or anything.
get on that, Jack.
Yeah, Jack, get Marshawn
Lynch. Go ahead and write that down in your notebook.
Yeah, going to try him for Friday.
Thank you.
No,
thank
good.
You.
Yeah.
Friday, we can tape anytime. Okay, so you asked the question, how much do I take in cash to Vegas?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what kind of... You know, I don't know what kind of money we're talking about, and how long are you going to be there? Let's establish all of this, and then we'll move on to big time things like, is Will Levis the starter?
Yeah,
I'm getting there middle of the afternoon on August 6th, and am leaving.
Okay, so what is that?
That's a Thursday.
Okay,
so then I'll be there all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Oh, Lord.
And leaving Monday night.
Oh, Lord. Oh, so man. Almost like at least four full days, if not creeping towards a fifth.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not a heavy drinker, so let's take that into consideration. Like, he's like Jack's a lightweight. Like, he can.
Yeah, but I don't feel like we know what Jack really is.
From what I gather through conversations with him, like a few fruity drinks, he'll be good. He'll be floating with them.
Right.
So I don't think you need a lot of money for alcohol.
Okay, so first of all, you guys are animals because your buddies are going to be out there before you because of the surgery.
Yes.
Oh, my God. They're out there like a week. Okay,
yeah.
So let me ask these questions. Probably at least two big dinners. You're imagining?
I would assume so, yeah.
Okay, so if you go two big dinners, I mean, that you need to say, hey, I'm willing to spend at least $100 for myself.
Right.
At least, okay?
Right.
So if you get a, you know, $60 steak, you have a bourbon, whatever it is, you have a beer, you split some sides, I mean, you tip, that's going to be at least $100.
Yeah,
okay?
Easily. And then if you do like a buffet or something.
So I think we need to go even, well, then you throw in the buffets. I mean, I think for big-time buffets and for steakhouse-type stuff, if you're there like four nights, you're there five nights, four nights, I mean, you're looking at, I mean, I would put down $500.
That was what I was thinking.
That's kind of the range I was thinking to start with.
Yeah,
so you think that would be a good number, about $500.
Okay, now gambling, well, no, that's just for those dinners.
And then I think. So that's not total. Never mind.
No.
Wait, just.
You think I was going to tell. No, that's no. just for
your food.
Your dinners.
Yeah.
And that's not even cash. I'm just adding. You can pay that in card. Okay, so you'll pay most of those in cards.
Right. What I'm wondering is how much cash.
Straight cash for gambling.
Yeah. For gambling and drinking, pretty much.
Man.
So what numbers are we thinking? Because you said 500, and I don't. You're not a big time bettor, right? Like really, like you're not someone.
He gambles on the side.
Will you play $20 a hand in blackjack?
In Vegas, I will play. Probably $20 a hand in blackjack.
Because I think that's probably the lowest you're going to get.
Yeah, I'm going out there. I'm going to want to play some damn blackjack.
Sure.
So like I would rather not play for $20 a hand, but in a special situation, which this is, I will play $20.
Okay, so
a hand.
This is the predicament that we have here.
Man.
If this were Mitch or Coop, we would push them to gamble.
Yes.
What
a lot.
Do you want to do here with Jack? Because you don't push him the way that you would the others.
Right.
And neither am I, but that's the decision we need to make. I mean, I think you need to take, I mean, for me, Jack, I mean, I'm taking, you know, a few thousand dollars in some
sort
of way.
I do not have enough money to do that.
Well, I mean, I'm saying if I were going and I were doing Vegas the right way, listen, I ain't going to Vegas. I just put a roof on the house.
Yeah, you're
okay?
Just sticking around here for a while.
Okay, the show's going to be live from a cardboard box pretty soon. There's just going to be a box and a Comrex and a toilet.
Yeah, and we're
okay?
And the dogs.
And the dogs are there.
The dogs.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we're going to be doing, I'm going to be living with Blankenbaker in his pool house at some point.
Yeah, like Kato Kaelin.
There you go.
I would say for Jack, I mean, if you're looking at, if you're paying for your food on a card, I would, if I were you, Jack, in your situation, I would bring probably about $400-$500 in cash.
Oh, bleep off! Don't listen.
Bring Jack.
Bring us at least that. Here's what you need to do. Okay, you need to listen to me.
All right.
Okay. What you need to do. A lot of places, if you gamble at all, you need to. We need to find out exactly. Who is giving free drinks? And that needs to be a system that you're using, okay?
Yeah.
The other thing that you need to do is you need to go to our friends at Cox's Spirit Shop, okay? Or Evergreen Liquors. That's what you need to do. And you need to get the little one-shooters.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Okay? And then you can take those, mm-hmm. and if you put them in a Ziploc bag, you put that in your carry-on, okay?
Boom.
Okay,
smart.
And so that's going to supplement. And then for a guy like you, I would go cheap for food, which you can get, you know, burgers and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I would go cheap for food until dinner that night. And then if you go out and spend, you know, $60 on dinner or whatever, it's not like you've spent that on every meal. Does that make sense?
Right.
Right now, they're gouging people in Vegas.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, right now it's big time. So, I mean, I think you're going to be $25 a hand in blackjack, if you really want to know my opinion.
Yeah.
If you catch,
and Andy would know.
If you catch it Thursday, middle of the day, you might be okay, But, I mean, brother, you're going in there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You ain't limping into a $5 table.
I'm aware.
They don't have $5 tables at Caesars Southern Indiana right now. It's $15 minimum. That's in Southern Indiana.
Imagine
it's
when it's
$15 minimum.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's just me, Andy. You're
I don't know
expert.
How much you gamble, though. Some people would not gamble as much.
Gambling's going to be our main form of entertainment.
Okay, then drinks are going to be on the house.
Yeah, that's what you're all doing, just gambling. They'll bring you your alcohol.
The other thing you could do to cut down on some of the price is cocaine. You could just do that.
I'm good on that one. No, you do that.
Sure? Yeah.
I'm joking, Jack.
Wow.
I figured.
Are you gonna go on a? You gonna go on a roller coaster?
I'm not a roller coaster guy.
Oh, the one that's on top of the building.
No.
On top of the skyscraper. There's a roller coaster on top of the skyscraper out there.
I've been on that.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've been on both of them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like Jack.
Oh, no,
I'm not
terrifying.
I wouldn't do that. I hate heights. And roller coaster on top of a building, hell no.
Just play slots. You get hammered with Makers and Coke. Yeah, I mean, that's the move. That's the move where you can, you know, do some, you know.
Scratch the gambling itch and drink.
Exactly.
And you're not breaking the bank.
That's going to be your move. But there's no doubt. Like, you're going to need to walk in there understanding, you know, blackjack in Vegas. Like, you're going to have to go in there and lose, a couple hundred dollars and not be scared.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, right. I'm fully prepared to, you know, I'm taking the horse racing strategy of I take the money. If I bring anything back, I'm okay. Right? That's the idea, right?
Texas says, doesn't Ashton Hagens already live with Blankenbaker?
I mean, he does. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Texas says, Strebel lied about vacation. He went and hid because of the Kofi Coburn fallout.
No, that's not true. I had pictures of vacation, but I didn't post them on social media. I didn't.
Texas says, have Diener holler at Brandon Lang. Why are you making me say it? You think Diener's going to call in a personal favor
for
Grossman?
And
his boys who he doesn't know. Like, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know Grossman's buddies. I don't know if you have the strip club guy, if you have Big Dinner guy, if you have the guy that just wants to sleep, if you have,
the club guy.
Yeah, club guy, gambler guy. Like, I have no idea. Do you have any idea?
I know the guy that's actually getting married, he's going to be gambling and club guy. That's what he's going to be. One of, because it's him, me, two of my other friends from school, and then three, four guys that he's friends with from back home.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Where's back home?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you were gonna say like Jasper, Indiana,
no.
Or like Pikeville, I'm like, you guys ain't getting in a club. You better go that Thursday.
Yeah.
Because Friday, Saturday, you're going Thursday or Sunday.
Exactly. Those are your options.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday. Honestly, Friday and Saturday, you guys should just like just hang out and again cocaine.
Go to the
and
pool.
That's what you should do those days.
Yeah.
Hit up like day baseball. Try to drink as much
I am tempted
beer
to
as
see
because
I think the summer league might be going on during that. So
maybe
one of the days I might push that idea.
Are your friends like super successful or something? Because I mean, you guys are right out of college.
Well, no,
and they're doing like
it's interesting
Vegas
because
parties.
The guy that's getting married, he works for Amazon, so he makes more money than the rest of us. And then the other two that I'm friends with, one is an assistant golf pro up in Indy, so and then the other one is a freelance writer he writes about esports. So, like, video games, electronic sports. Yeah, that type of stuff.
Okay.
His name Jason Entz.
So. There you go. Oh, you're going with Jason Entz.
I didn't know he was part of your crew.
let me ask you this. If Entz said, Jack, I'll pay for your trip. I'll pay for your airfare and the hotel.
Man, that's all the cheap stuff.
But we're sharing a bed. What would you say? 267-9680.
Man, I need the money.
That's a great image.
Again, Vegas prostitution. Again, Jack's understanding.
Yep. He's getting it. He's getting
it. See, here's the problem. You're thinking of all these big things. Dude, you guys are going to be like, you guys are, you know, if you take an Uber anywhere.
Sure.
You haven't even thought about tipping. I mean, the prices. Like I think you're lowballing yourself. Like, Jack, I'm worried.
So 500 is not enough.
I mean, dude, if you guys like rent out like one of those tents for pools,
sure.
Like to get into places is going to cost you money as well. Plus, you're just going to want to do you're going to do things. You guys are down there now. If you say, "Well, it's just going to gamble," that's fine. So if you go 3 days and you know do a little blackjack, I mean, in a row, if you do 10 hours a day or whatever, then you go sit at a slot machine and get free drinks. You could live that way. Like, I'm just wondering if you're going to have like a tuna sandwich from the casino. Like that's what I'm. That's
as
what
your
I'm,
lunch.
Yeah, if you guys want to. Probably something not. It's going to cost money.
Yeah.
Like, I mean this. If you go to a strip club, like, it's going to cost. I don't know how much. Honey, I don't know.
It's going to cost you about $50.
Just to get in the door. Just to walk in.
Let me ask you this. If you did meet up with Brandon Lang, and this is never going to happen, obviously. No,
this scenario.
Okay. But if you hung out with Brandon Lang. The Langer. The Lang Bang. Like, you met him, like, you and your boys walked up to him. You met him at, like, a club or sports book or, like, whatever. Would you just, like, lose inhibitions and just, like,
go
into the world of Brandon Lang wherever that takes you?
I feel like I would have to in that situation, right?
Yeah, but it could lead you down some weird places.
Weird places, places you might be uncomfortable with.
You might end up at his house. Like, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah. It could divert it quickly, Jack. Would you do that, though?
I mean, I feel like I would have to do it at least for a little while. I mean,
he maybe burns bright, I hear. Yeah. I don't know. I've never met the man, but I hear he burns bright.
Texas says cheap cabanas run $1,200 a day, food and beverage.
Ooh. Wow. $1,200 a day. Oof. Oof.
Texter says a lady of the night is going to roofie Jack and rob him blind.
Don't wish that on Jack. No.
Texas says, Jack, nightclub cover charges will take at least half of your $500.
I'm going to say, it's like, even to get in a club in Vegas is probably, what, like 30, 40 bucks just to get in the door?
It's got to be nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I did two nights in Nashville for mine, and that was good enough. I mean, a week in Vegas, you guys are champions, I'll tell you. Woo.
That's what he wants to do. And
This guy just texted his number and said he's going to be in Vegas from Friday to Monday.
Whoa!
Okay, but you see that? Do you see that, Jack? I'm going to have you take care of that.
If you want to set it up now.
If you want to set that up with a listener, we will do that.
Yes, absolutely. Okay? You can IG live it.
Texas says, Jack, you need at least 5 racks.
I don't think Jack's doing that.
Texas says, budget $1,500 for ladies. $1,000 for gambling, $500 for dinners, couple hundred for weed. The rest is miscellaneous. Jack's gonna have to check in on FaceTime with
he
his family
to.
Each night after yes. this conversation.
Yes, what are you doing right
like,
now,
like,
Jack?
Like, that he can't just go to Vegas
and enjoy
the time. We act like he's got to do something that would be illegal everywhere, but maybe Vegas.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That's what we're acting like that Jack has to do. That he can't go there. Maybe go to a show. Is Jack Harlow there yet?
Yeah, is he doing probably his residency? Is. Yeah, he and Lil Nas X. Will he make an appearance? In Jack Harlow's residence.
Texas says a 20-ounce soft drink from the casino's $10.
When we went, it was really we only were there for two days and two nights. It was super expensive just in 4 days or 2 days, two nights. So yeah.
Texas says Jack, tip the cocktail waitress heavy on the first drink if you want to see another. It's a great point.
That is a good point.
That is
very good point.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
There you go.
I can't wait to hear all the stories when he gets back. I am.
You sure he's going to tell all the stories? I don't know. That might be the
well,
thing.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Will you be transparent with what happens in Vegas?
I maybe. I don't really know. I don't know what's going to happen
right
yet.
That's a rejoin right there. Are there a couple guys that are like into debauchery? Are there a couple guys that like you're worried about? Like if they go out and they've been drinking all day, it's hot out, everything else, someone bumps into them, like at the club, that you know something could happen.
Hothead.
There's one that might be that. There's
that's
one
all
that,
you need.
That, yeah.
Or exactly
that's
like a friend
that's
like,
need.
Hey, I met these two guys that have a cool after party at their house. Let's go there. Type deal. Like you know, like that guy.
Save that too. Oh, Texter says the basketball Benny compared Vegas to Nashville. Texter says, will Jack bring back any edibles for me?
Was that legal in Nevada?
Jack gets busted at the Louisville airport with 60 pounds of edibles that he's he's selling off to texters on the text line.
Now, that would be a real heel turn.
That's how I make my money back.
Dieter's like, I know, so I come in the mornings. There's a lot of talk about gummies.
Yeah, goes, gummy bears.
I just thought someone was a big Willy Wonka fan.
Big candy fan. It's a sweet tooth.
I thought someone had a sweet tooth around the office. 437-968. Here's the other thing today, and we'll get to Matt Babcock here in a second. I don't know if you left enough time for this. I may need help with something.
Okay.
Okay.
We can be of assistance.
Well, I don't know if you can.
Oh.
So I was able to find online one of the griddles, the Blackstone griddle.
Oh, yeah. I saw it in your kitchen. It's nice. Yeah. Very nice.
It's a massive box.
Huge. Very big box.
It is, dude.
It is. It really is. I walked in. I saw. I was like, "Damn."
Well, the thing with that big box is, I think the guys would have brought it in the house.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'll just do it. And then I was like, "Oh, this box is too big."
Yeah.
For one man, I was like, "I need Strebel here. I need somebody. I need a neighbor."
Yeah.
Anyway, God, I don't know where I'm going. So, putting this thing together. The manual to put it together is like 32 pages.
32 pages?
Strebel, I can't do this. And it's a big enough thing where the box is big enough. I'm going to do all this outside in the heat.
Yeah, you can't put that together in your kitchen and then take it out.
And then take it outside. No, I don't think it will fit.
Do you know there's a good app for that?
Oh, there is.
It's called Built, B-I-L-T.
Okay.
And all you got to do, there should be a QR code somewhere on the box or on the manual.
You pay a guy to come over?
No, you just, it's like step by step.
No, I have that.
Oh, you do?
No,
okay.
I thought there was an app where you could pay, like there'd be some random dude.
Oh, right. No, it's this thing right here where you put in the QR code or whatever.
I have the instructions.
But it's easier than the instructions.
It's easier than the instructions.
Yeah, it's like video, and it's a lot easier. That's what I use.
Okay.
B-I-L-T.
Because I talked to Diener today. When Diener bought his, like, he paid like Lowe's. Like, a guy came out. So I don't know if I need to do that. I don't know how much that is. But I just it's not that I can't do it. It's just the fact of getting to the end is not going to be worth the battle.
Right. No, I understand that.
It's going to suck, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's going to
I'm dreading it, and I want to use that, like, tonight, tomorrow, like, sometime.
This weekend.
Like, yeah.
Use it. It's supposed to be pretty nice this weekend. Use it. No, I think I would – I don't know. I don't think I've ever paid anyone to come put something together for me. I didn't know that was a thing. Like, I'm not like Drew, I'm a peasant, but it'd almost be worth it with something like that. Because by the time you put it together, you're going to be sick of it, and you're like, I don't want to grow on this damn thing. I've been working on this all day.
You wouldn't pay.
No,
I wouldn't. You're saying, okay, thank you.
I'm saying I'm a peasant.
At all.
No, I'm not going to do that, but I didn't know that it even existed.
Texas says, have I taught you nothing? Pay. Let someone assemble it and host an hour with you in Strebel. That's a great point.
Well, we just bring them on in. Just like get a third headset and just have this random guy from Lowe's.
It's going to be some guy that worked with your dad.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Who
yeah.
smoked heaters with your dad.
Yeah.
And drank Banquet Miller Coors.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
Banquet one.
The Banquet
which
beer.
Which is pea yellow.
Yeah.
Unlike any other beer.
And it's in that weird bottle. Oh. Yeah, my dad has those in his fridge in the garage.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Strebel, come
absolutely.
On. He's got to step it up a little bit.
No.
Those.
No. Oh.
Does he drink MGD?
No, he doesn't drink MGD. He likes the Banquet beer, and he likes. When I was a kid, he drank Old Milwaukee's Best Light, the Beast. That was in our refrigerator when I was growing up.
Texas says, what's Strebel talking about? He never paid anybody to put something together because he always makes his wife do it.
No, she just drives. I put things together. She drives. That's how it works.
Texas says, bro, you're on the radio for 3 hours. Just put the damn thing together. Well, listen, me being on the radio, okay, I'm going to go slam dunk now. I'm going to throw the football 80 yards like Pat Mahomes because I'm on the radio.
Or like Will Levis.
It's 32 pages.
Yeah, it's a lot to do. It's like you're going to throw
I'm
the football.
Dreading it.
Like, look, I don't blame you. I had to put together a chair for my wife. 4th of July weekend. It's like one of those swingy chairs that has a big umbrella on it.
Okay.
It was a pain in the butt.
It
was awful. It took me.
Thank you for cleaning things up
around
here.
A day and a half.
Pain in the butt. Thank
you. It was a pain in the butt. But it happened. I did it. I use that app too. It works.
Texas says, I brought 5 cans of edibles back from Vegas, put them in a sock inside a shoe. There you go, Jack. That's all you have to do to put your freedom on the line. Just put them in a sock,
yeah,
in a shoe.
In a shoe.
You'll be fine.
Those dogs won't smell it.
Texas says, his son drinks Busch Light. How high are you setting the bar?
This is true.
Texas says, do you guys remember Red Dog? Yes.
Oh, yeah, Red Dog beer, and there was a Red Wolf,
oh, yeah,
too. You remember Red Wolf? There's a Red Wolf beer.
I don't know if I do.
Yes, there was Red. The same time that Red Dog came out, there was also Red Wolf. Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Texas says, I stayed 3 days of the win in Vegas. If you leave your Do Not Disturb light on longer than 24 hours, they search your room.
Really? Huh.
Well, maybe they're seeing if you're alive.
Yeah, not searching if, like, illegal activity, make sure you're okay. I'm sure there's a lot of nefarious activities going on there.
Are you?
Yeah. What hotel are you staying in, Jack?
We're actually not in a hotel. One of the guys has a timeshare thing, so we're staying in that, and it's only costing us like $30 a person.
That's not
bad. Yeah, it's on the strip, so there you go.
Save some money there. Nice. Yeah. All right.
Texas says, what about Bex?
Yeah, Strohs. That's a good one, too.
Texas says, it took me 4 hours to assemble an IKEA dresser. Ooh. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be an entire day. It's going to be one of your days. Just write it off the books. You're going to be doing that.
All right, so an interesting segment there. We talked about Jack as he's leaving tomorrow for eye surgery and then Vegas. That's an odd sentence. Yeah. He's leaving literally for eye surgery and
in
then
Las Vegas.
It's an odd sentence, but it's true. Mm-hmm. So we accomplished that. We'll see what happens with my grill. We got to take a break. Matt Babcock going to join us next. He put out his latest mock draft at Basketball News earlier today. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about David Johnson. We'll talk about Isaiah Jackson, BJ Boston, and more. 437-9680. We got you to 6 o'clock here on this Wednesday. All right, for the last year or so here on The Take, we've been telling you about the Hightower Men's Clinic, which is all for guys, hightowermens.com. And you don't have to live with ED or PD. They can help you. You're looking for an all-natural, non-invasive, no drugs or needles. You need to see exactly how Hightower can help you today. You can schedule that free consultation. You can see reviews. You can see more about their pulse wave therapy. Get that life that you deserve. Get back to living a better life and do so today. Today, improve that confidence with the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800 or online hightowermens.com.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I can't read some of these.
I know.
And James Strebel.
I know. I'm the wussy.
And, no, yeah, I just can't read some of them.
Oh, man.
I know.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so hanging out on a Wednesday, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jackie Grossman hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. 877-437-9680. Reminder, coming up tomorrow, Rick Bozich will join us. Phil Steele is supposed to join us. Ooh. We'll talk some college football with him. Kentucky, Louisville, maybe a little Indiana, national, you know, realignment, expansion, and much more. We'll do that. Reminder, coming up tonight, Lou City in action on the road there against Sporting KC2. Jason Anderson's neck of the woods, 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff. Jeff Greer, Casey, what's her last name?
Whitfield.
I almost called her Casey Goodwin. Who's Casey Goodwin?
It's like we had Archie
like
Goodwin.
Chris Goodwin, like from the Bucks. I have no idea what's wrong with me today. So that's coming up tonight at 7:45. And then NBA draft coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on all stations, 680, 105.7, and 93.9 in the Ville. And to talk about that and much more from Basketball News, basketballnews.com, he's Matt Babcock, joins us here on the program. Matt, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Man, we're doing good. You know, this year it seems like because the local basketball was so crappy around here, Matt, it seems like the NBA draft has not yielded as much attention. Kentucky, obviously, Isaiah Jackson, but we'll talk about BJ Boston and Louisville, just David Johnson. But some interesting storylines nonetheless, I guess. I guess let's start there. Nationally, what are the main storylines? And I guess what percentage chance do you get? Give Cade Cunningham going number one?
Yeah, I mean, I think the common narrative right now is everybody's talking about the top three. I think they've all sort of solidified themselves as the top three, being Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, and Evan Mobley. You know, as far as Cade Cunningham and the likelihood he'll be number one, I do believe he will be the number one pick. It sounds like the Pistons, their general manager, Troy Weaver, you know, he's been doing his job, doing his due diligence to see what's out there. But my expectation is that Cade Cunningham will be the number one pick.
So you're good with that. That's the right move, right? That's the obvious move?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, Cade Cunningham's a really good player. We've had him number one all year. I think he's the safest pick of the three. I think he's surefire to be at least a very good NBA player. For me personally, the guy that I think has the most upside is Evan Mobley from USC. But it's one of these things where it's, you know, with these three guys, it's sort of a deal, you know, pick your poison. I think they're all going to be very good players.
Jalen Green is a guy that people have been talking about. Obviously, we only saw him with the, Ignite, I think, in the G League. You guys have him going number two. That seemingly is what we think is going to happen. Around the league, you talk to people. This G League experiment, how do they think it's working? And there's obviously a number of guys that are going to be taken pretty high this year that played in that G League that, you know, Jalen Green, if you played at Duke, I would know more about him. I don't know as much about him. How is it being viewed in league circles getting ready for the draft?
You know, it was such a screwy year from a scouting perspective with the pandemic, and I mean, really threw a wrench in the G League's plans. But you know, I think they executed it, you know, within reason, very well. I mean, the bubble, you know, gave NBA teams a large enough sample size to get comfortable with these guys, and also keep in mind that a lot of NBA personnel had seen these guys in some events in high school, so it wasn't like, you know, we were all starting, you know, from scratch evaluating these guys. You know, and Jalen Green and Kuminga, Isaiah Todd and Deshaun Nix, they were all top high school kids too. So their names have been relevant for a while now.
Is there somebody, and Streeple, help me here, is there someone where the year in the G League maybe didn't help out?
Maybe like Isaiah Todd?
Would he have been one, Matt? Isaiah Todd?
Yeah, the one guy I would say if it was a negative for anybody was Deshaun Nix. From what I understand, is he got COVID and he gained some weight. He gained a lot of weight. And that really created some red flags for some people. He did lose the weight and got in better shape, and he's put himself back in a situation where I do think he's probably going to be a second-round pick. But if I was going to say it negatively affected anybody, it was Deshaun Nix.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt Babcock with us. Matt Babcock 11, if you want to follow him on Twitter there, from Basketball News, basketballnews.com. And they have coming up tomorrow night, 7:45. You can watch them on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and much more. Again, go to basketballnews.com/live. Okay, so a number of different things I want to get to locally here, Matt. I guess starting, again, we haven't talked much draft at all, to be quite honest, with other things going on, drama all over the place, realignment and everything else. Isaiah Jackson, what do you feel most comfortable saying about Isaiah Jackson? Seemingly, you know, you guys have him 19. It's not looking like he's going to be a lottery pick tomorrow night.
Oh, I think he's got a chance. I think he's a late lottery, mid first type guy. I mean, you know, 10 to 20, something like that makes sense to me. I mean, there's been a lot of rumors going around that the Knicks really like him. There's even been some rumors that they felt like they might need to move up to get him. So I think he's in a good situation to be, you know, be a mid first round pick.
When you say Knicks, you know what that does to the people here. It's the Kenny Payne relationship,
oh,
Matt.
Yeah.
That's all people care about.
Kenny Payne in World Wide West.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're just going to, are they just going to take Kentucky players?
It's like the new Sacramento Kings. Yeah.
Really, and, you know, hey, more power to him, though, right? You know, it's, I questioned the pick with Emmanuel quickly last year, and that really backfired on me. He had a great rookie year, so it's worked for them so far.
It's like one of those things, Matt, where with Isaiah Jackson, I just maybe I haven't been looking at the right stuff. Where it's like one of those things where I haven't seen a lot of report. You know, he worked out here or there, and Isaiah Jackson shooting up boards, or he's just kind of been to me. He's been a guy right outside of the lottery, and that's what he's been now for many, many weeks. Is there any buzz around him? How have his workouts been? And obviously the Knicks, if they had to move, you know, up, then he might become a lottery pick tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, he's well thought of. I mean, he's just so athletic, and, you know, in a day and age where big men aren't valued as much. On the flip side of that, Isaiah's a guy, even though he's not a perimeter threat, he's so versatile defensively. You know, you can play him as a four, as a small ball five. I think he could switch on some perimeter guys. He's supposed to be a great kid, and I think a guy like that probably hasn't worked out with a ton of teams just because he hasn't really needed to. But I think he's in good standing, generally speaking.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do much at the combine. I remember, but yeah, I mean, that was obviously part of it. He wasn't going to play. Matt Babcock with us here on ESPN 680-1057. BJ Boston 37. I mean, it's a no win situation, Matt, for Kentucky fans, because if he goes in the first round or whatever, you know, I mean, Kentucky won 9 games last year, so there won't be much boasting there. And if he falls, obviously, this is a kid that was thought of to be, you know, one of the top kids coming out of high school. What do you make of, I guess, his year, you know, working out with Clutch and Company, kind of his draft process? You guys have him 37. It seems like, you know, early mid second round seems to be where a lot of people think he will fall.
Yeah, I mean, tough situation with him. I mean, he was so highly touted out of high school, and I think it's safe to say probably on everybody's mock draft to start the year, he's probably a lottery pick.
Oh yeah,
and he just had a bad year. I heard today that Houston likes him at either 23 or 24. I don't know if they'll necessarily take him that high or not, but he seems like he's turned into somewhat of a polarizing prospect where, yeah, he's got upside, he's got talent, but there is some risk there just with you know, the sample size we had this past year. It just wasn't great. So he's one of the guys that's really hard to peg exactly where he's going to go. He's going to go somewhere just because he's got so much talent. I'm not real clear on where that is, though.
He's a G League guy for a year, probably, right, Matt? To get bigger,
yeah,
that sort of thing?
I would imagine he'll probably spend some time in the G League. I mean, he needs some time, and he needs to develop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Calipari will be down there, probably. Will he? I don't know if that would be the case. Cal's always there smooching on the family after a guy gets taken in the green room. But since he only has one this year, we'll see if Calipari makes his way. All right, so that's B.J. Boston. You guys have Charles Bassey, 39. What do you make of Charles Bassey? A body that could play in the NBA, maybe even, defensive-wise, rebounding-wise. What do you make of him?
Yeah, I mean, Bassey's a guy. I mean, if this were 20 years ago in you know, quote-unquote, the old NBA, I think he'd probably be a lock to be a first-round pick. Traditional big men have just lost their value to a certain extent. But he's still a really good player. He's very physical, shot blocker, rebounder, finisher. And he's got some skill to him, too. And I think he's a solid second-round pick. And I really liked how he's kind of faced some adversity with his injury problems and whatnot and stayed with it and continue to get better. His body's in good shape. And, I'm expecting him to be a solid, you know, serviceable big man at the next level.
Watching him play around here, especially like the Louisville game, Charles Bassey just was a man on the floor. I mean, he was just an absolute man. Okay, so last one, David Johnson. Louisville fans, I don't know what they think about David Johnson. You have him, Basketball News at 58. That might be lower than others, but I have no idea. Maybe he created a little bit of buzz a couple weeks ago at the combine. I don't know. What do you make of David Johnson? If he went that late, it might be better being a free agent. I guess, what do you make of him going into tomorrow night's festivities?
You know, everybody got so hyped up on David Johnson last year. I think it was the Duke game after he came back from injury, and everybody was thinking he was going to be a top 20 pick the following year, and you know, just had somewhat of an underwhelming year. I don't want to say he had a bad year, but he just didn't jump on the scene like we all had hoped. I think he's a solid prospect. There is a lot of point guards in this draft. In the second round, I think there's a lot of guys that could go anywhere from 30 to 60. David Johnson being in that group, with the mock draft to be updated today, just kind of how it unfolded, I wouldn't be surprised to see him go higher. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go undrafted too. And I think you have a point. Sometimes when guys go undrafted, they've got more flexibility. They can pick and choose which summer league team they play on, and you know, have some more flexibility with negotiating their contract.
I would say, yeah, I mean, I hope to see him go. You know, I hope, you know, maybe somewhere in the 40s. It was an odd year. We thought it was his team, Matt, and then Carly Jones came in and was the star, I mean, for the most part, and almost pushed David Johnson to a little bit of a different role. And Louisville offensively was just so slow. They really labored, and that's not the way Chris Mack wants to coach going forward, but they just really labored a lot last year, and I think it hurt David Johnson. There's no doubt about that. Last one. For Matt Babcock, again, basketballnews.com. They got the stream going on tomorrow night beginning at 7:45. What guy do you like? It can be a second-round guy, you know, first-round guy. What guy do you like in this draft that you're willing to fight for that maybe some other evaluators don't feel the same as you?
You know, I like a lot of players in this draft. The one guy that I've been fine for all year, and everybody seems to have caught up with me, is Chris Duarte from Oregon. I've been really high on him. I'm lucky enough to be in Pac-12 territory. I live in Denver, so I go up to Boulder and go down to Phoenix and watch a lot of Pac-12 games. I really like Chris Duarte. It seems like there's a good chance he won't even get out of the lottery now. And so that's one guy I've put my neck on the line for him all year, and it's looking like it's going to work out for him.
Yeah, nice. No, he's a talk as we get closer to Thursday. Well, Matt, appreciate the few minutes. We really do appreciate the expertise. We'll catch up down the road and enjoy following the festivities tomorrow night. Thank you so much.
No, thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, thank you. Matt Babcock with us here on this Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. On ESPN 680 105.7. It is as few of storylines locally as I can remember.
It's been, I don't know how long it's
been. I'm throwing Indiana in there.
Everybody.
I'm throwing the lack of Kentucky in there. I'm throwing David Johnson. I'm interested locally what happens with David Johnson.
Sure.
I would say, am I interested more in David Johnson or if John Calipari is going to be there smooching?
Yeah, which one is the main storyline?
What kind of relationship does he have with the Isaiah Jackson family? I don't know.
I don't know. It was like, you know, we pointed this out and people talk about it, you know, it being the COVID year where people weren't, you know, around, like their family members weren't around very much. There wasn't a lot of time for Calipari to ingrain himself. Like, he had all the pictures of, like, Bam's mom coming to games and Julius Randle's mom coming to games, and you didn't have that this year. Was he able to endear himself with Isaiah Jackson's family where he like, feels good to go in for that kiss on mom's cheek? Congratulations, Mom. Mwah.
I didn't hear anything you said.
Oh.
I was reading the text line, watching Keldon Johnson. I didn't hear anything other than the kiss part.
Oh, I'm just
what
saying,
subject were you even talking about?
I
have no idea.
Is Calipari going to go get the kiss?
Okay, gotcha.
You asked the question,
gotcha.
How close is he with the Isaiah Jackson family?
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
and I was like, I have no idea.
They weren't around. I mean,
I have no
one was around.
You're right, because of COVID, no one has any idea.
No.
Texas says, is Mitch back on the Morgan Wallen race train?
Is it weird that...
See Mitch's haircut?
I did see Mitch's haircut.
Like, he looked like Big Haircut from The Office.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Well, now he calls
haircut.
Big Haircut.
Big Haircut, not Big Tuna. Big Haircut. That, like, in this age of like people being like put to the side over language like that, like Morgan Wallen somehow found a way to get out of it. Like, no one else gets out of it. He got out of it somehow, and I can't figure it out. How did he do it? Like, Rolling Stone, like, wrote a sympathetic article on him? And I'm like, what the hell is this?
I mean, Rolling Stone. I mean,
well,
it's a musty reference.
It's a musty reference, but...
Why are you diving into deep race issues now?
Well, someone,
why are you throwing that on my lap?
I'm just saying, it's like,
And Jack's not going to be of any help.
He's not going to talk.
If we were talking about the Crossroads Classic, you'd have jumped in already.
He'd have busted through.
You'd have
busted through.
instead, this is what you're getting. By the way...
It just made me think when I heard that name. I'm like, how did he do that?
I want to pause for a second. opinion.
Yeah.
We're here at the home studio. Jack's back at the station. So, Jack, I'm going behind the scenes here. My wife just walked down the steps.
Yeah.
Okay? And it made me think of something to bring to the air. And that is a buddy of mine, okay, while he was on vacation, had the show streaming in his car with his family.
Oh.
And his wife.
Oh, man.
And just you. Just
sorry.
You were ranting, and then maybe during a mixtape where there were a bunch of vetoes.
Yeah,
just you were being you.
Oh,
and she was disgusted.
She's disgusted by me.
She was disgusted.
Oh,
and then the conversation was like, you know, so many of those rants. Like my wife is just right upstairs on like a conference call
and hearing me.
Yeah,
with her business
about Satterfield.
Saying sad daddy and bum sat and all kinds of things.
Yeah, stuff like that, which is great. Which is what we love. And then there was another couple there, and we had to explain who you were,
which is
a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, because on the radio, I'm very different than how I am not on the radio. And that.
Okay,
yeah.
Now you sound like Locke.
How? I don't sound like Locke.
Oh,
I don't sound like Locke.
Locke always used to say that.
Oh.
Texas says, did Nick pee in the sink today during the Diener show?
Oh, yeah, how'd that go? I didn't hear any horror stories, so I'm guessing that Nikki V did a fine job.
Did you take – so you listened zero to the Diener show today?
I'll be flat out honest. I didn't get up to like 9:30 today.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah,
what time did you go to bed last night?
Around 1-ish.
Okay. Why'd you stay up so much? What was Streeple doing?
The wife and I were watching the Olympics.
Were you guys talking?
Talking, drinking a few adult beverages, you know, watching the Olympics. That's what we did, yeah.
Texas says, is Streeple going to bring up CRT next semester?
I'm not getting into that.
Texas says, I heard Morgan Wallen likes to hedge the screen.
Now Jack has a take.
Texas says, Streeple's wife bought a swinging chair to share with the doctor.
No, it's a one-person chair. No doctors.
Texas says, the dogs at the airport are not for weed. Man, I don't know if I... Is that right?
I know...
Are the dogs at the airport... I know they're... It's mostly explosives, right?
But they also sniff for... Look, I worked at UPS during college, and it's basically an airport. The dogs that came through at UPS...
But you unloaded boxes.
No, but the dogs that came through... Yeah, but there's luggage and stuff on airports. There's boxes and stuff going through the terminal, right? So the dogs that were at UPS were sniffing not only for explosives, but for narcotics as well. They were narcotics dogs. They sniff for all that stuff. So I would assume the ones at the airport are also sniffing for drugs.
I don't. Big rig dig in full effect last night. What that means.
I think I do.
I don't know what that means.
We'll talk off air.
I think I know what it means.
But yeah,
we never gave away the Capital Golf tickets.
I
apologize for
that. We did that in the power hour.
We're going to do that right at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah. Is that okay with you, Jack? Is that
going to
be?
With me.
Is that going to work with you?
Right.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's going to work. Will COVID ruin the college football season? We talk about it next.